Here's your midday brief for Thursday, October 22nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Some signs of improvement in the U.S. jobs picture. The Labor Department says new applications for federal unemployment benefits fell last week to 787,000. Also, claims for the previous 2 weeks were revised to their lowest level since March. The number of people collecting state unemployment benefits decreased by 1 million, as many employers recall workers furloughed earlier this year. Meanwhile, sales of previously owned homes in the U.S. rose 9.4% last month to a new 14-year high. Families moving out of cities, coupled with a shortage of homes for sale, has increased demand and pushed some prices higher as well. The median existing home price rose nearly 15% from a year earlier to about $311,000. And Goldman Sachs says it will seize tens of millions of dollars from top executives, including current CEO David Solomon and his predecessor Lloyd Blankfein. The company plans to plead guilty to conspiring to violate U.S. anti-bribery laws. Earlier this week, Goldman agreed to pay a $2.8 billion fine for its role in a bribery scandal involving a corrupt Malaysian investment fund known as 1MDB. We have more details on these stories and other news of the day at WSJ.com and the WSJ app.